West Georgia's first news on this Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. Villarica City Council next week will consider enacting a 180-day moratorium on accepting applications and issuing permits for vape shops within the City of Gold. City officials say the city currently has an abundant number of vape shops, and citizens have been expressing concerns regarding continued growth in that number. City Council could also enact a moratorium for 6 months on accepting applications and issuing rezoning or permits for development of any commercial or residential multifamily housing. That would include apartments, townhouses, and duplexes. City Council has expressed concerns with the rapid increase in multifamily developments within the city and the impact that additional multifamily developments will have related to traffic, safety, health, and the general welfare of the community. There are also concerns regarding the infrastructure necessary to support continued growth of multifamily developments within the city. We want to keep the atmosphere the way it is here in Harrelson County today, but we realize that we are going to have some growth. Harrelson County Chairman Ronnie Ridley saying that on Tuesday when discussing the county's direction under his leadership the last 5.5 years.
We had an industrial park in Buchanan that had been there for 22 years, working with the Development Authority. We got Intrametals to move in. They're making a $52 million investment in that one spot. The whole digest for the city of Buchanan is $58 million, and they're spending $52 million. Digest Buchanan will almost double with this one company moving in. And we had to give tax abatements, but at the end of the abatements, the taxes they pay will fund the entire police department at Buchanan.
Ridley discussed his reelection campaign ahead of the May 21st general primary election on Tuesday's WLBB Community Voice, where he said, "We can't stop all the growth in Harrelson County, but we can control it."
We worked for 2 years making ordinances and zoning that would control it. The size of the lots, the designing of the infrastructure, they're going to have to do the roads to our specs. They're going to have to do the infrastructure, the sewage, the water. You know, they're going to pay for all that. They're not going to just build houses and leave the infrastructure on the backs of the Harrelson County people to pay for.
Complete Community Voice interviews with Ridley and his challenger, Brian Walker, are archived online at newstalk1330.com or Google Each Man plus Community Voice. Whitesburg City Council this week approving a change to the minimum square footage of homes within the city from 1,500 square feet to 1,230 square feet. City officials say the move put the city in line with the county's requirements. And Whitesburg Elementary School will have a new principal to start the 2024-25 school year. Carroll County School Board naming Heather Harp to that role this week. I'm Colin Worthington reporting.